Hello, and welcome to the Center for Crop Diversification podcast series. Today, we're in Clark County talking to Brandon Reese of Reese Farms about his value-added pepper products. Hi, Brandon. Thanks for being part of this. Can you first tell us what kind of peppers you grow and how you grow them?
We're growing jalapeno peppers, bell peppers, banana peppers, and double delight sweet peppers. They're raised through the black plastic culture process where we lay down black plastic with a trickle irrigation underneath. We plant directly through the plastic and we water through the trickle irrigation as well as fertilize our peppers.
Great. What are the double delight?
The double delights are they're a type of bell pepper. They're a sweet pepper, but they grow more like a banana pepper. They're great for grilling or stuffing.
Okay, great. And I know you've got a lot of value-added pepper products. Why did you decide to get into doing that?
We do a relish, a sweet and a mild relish, which my dad had made my entire life and we'd had in the house. And so when we began to raise peppers to sell at the farmer's markets, we obviously had an abundance of them left over. So we began to make the pepper relish off of his recipe and sell also, so we didn't have to throw away the peppers that went bad. And he had also tried some candied jalapeno peppers somewhere else, and we liked them and decided to start making those ourselves as well.
Awesome. So what's your biggest seller?
The biggest seller is the candied jalapenos because they're different. Everybody stops and looks when you have a sign that says candied jalapenos because jalapenos are hot and candy is sweet. So everybody is looking to figure out what that is, what that combination tastes like.
Great. So how did you go about the process of getting your peppers, you know, your pepper relish put into jars with a label on them?
We obviously went through a local extension and took the class, the microprocessor class, became certified through the state. Then we had to have our recipe approved through UK and the state, and our label as well went along with the recipe. That was all sent in and approved. And then our kitchen was inspected because we can do it right there on farm. And then we started taking stuff to the market.
That's great. About how many jars do you get produced about each year, or do you have an estimate?
Last year we produced and sold about 200 jars. And it looks like this year we're on track for close to 400 jars produced and sold.
Wow. Do you sell any other products? I know you grow a lot of other products.
We don't currently sell anything under the microprocessor. We sell our vegetables. We had strawberries this year. Pumpkins are coming this fall. And we're currently working on a banana pepper mustard recipe to add to the line of canned products.
Great. That's really exciting.
Yeah, we're excited to get that recipe approved and get that on the market, hopefully in the spring.
Okay, great. So do you do most of this processing over the winter after the season's over, or does it happen during the same time?
Unfortunately, it all goes along at the same time. With the peppers, at least the jalapenos, they don't go bad on the plant as fast as the bell peppers.
Yeah.
So the jalapenos, we can kind of hold off and do a bunch in the fall, but the relish kind of has to be made through the season as the peppers are picked for market, and then when they don't sell, we try to get the relish made pretty quick.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for your time, Brandon. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Center for Crop Diversification podcast.